The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
This is Akdama. Proper approach to Panosa. Shalom Uvrocha. Hope everybody is well. Bezrat Hashem. Oh Hashem, just came from a wedding, the Kravitzes, from Al Tehila, made a wedding with the Baums. It was a beautiful thing. It was somebody living on Kishon. He has a regular apartment, but behind his apartment has a gigantic backyard, and he makes chasanas for people there. Everything was beautiful. Full of simcha, obviously, that's for the chuppah, obviously, right now. And, it's so nice to see how we can always make the best of every situation, which is the basic nakuda. Of this whole period we're going through, this corona period, is and Hashem is trying to make us aware that time has come for us to give up ownership over our world and put Hashem in control. That's what B'tochen is all about. Like we said, one way of testing it is, do we have peace of mind? If we're nervous, so we have to work a little bit more on the B'tochen to realize there's nothing to be nervous about. We have to do the right shtavos. Other than that, we're in Hashem's good hands. If we are constantly getting upset, if we realize the reason why we're getting upset is because we want things to go our way. And when they don't go our way, then we get into trouble. Or we get upset, or we get aggravated, or we get frustrated. All those emotions are coming from the impression that a person has that I have to have it my way. And if it doesn't go my way, there's something wrong. And Hashem is telling us, doesn't have to go your way, and it won't be wrong. It'll be right. Let it go Hashem's way. And each one of us could think throughout our lives how many times we wanted something to go a certain way and didn't go that way, and it came out even better than we planned. That's the special world we're living in. I know somebody, this is a very extreme case, and no one should ever have to go through this in the civilian. I know somebody, or even with a marriage, got married and there was a problem with the shidduch. They got divorced shortly afterwards. And there was a girl that had a similar thing. And eventually the divorced girl got married. But I was thinking about that this boy got a much more chosh of a shidduch because they were both divorced than he got the first time around. The Hezbollah kind of felt that he was deserving of a better shidduch. Once again, we don't know what the Hezbollah is. But I'm just saying, everything, if you take it in the right fashion, you do it right, you never lose out from it. You always gain from it, no matter how bad it is. Oh, because that's what everything was about. The dinim in the world, the hardships in the world, are just ways for us to be tested by Hezbollah and get past them. And once we get past them, then we grow. We get tremendous reward from it. So that's basically what the Chovetz Chaim is now saying about Parnosa. Hashem could have set up the world that everybody has the food at their plate, or they don't even have to eat. He could have made the world in a way that we have a eternal combustion system, or whatever you call it, that the body produces its own energy, comes from the ear and the earth, and we don't have to be involved. He could have made it that way. Anything's possible. But he's definitely made in a way that we need to be sustained from outside sources, and we don't even have the money for it. We have to work for the money. So Chodesh Elo says there's two reasons why he set up this way. Number one is because he wants to test us. Going to work, being involved in Panosa, is Avodas Hashem. Will I do it in the way that Hashem wants me to?
Kol HaLashon.
Or will I not do it in the way that Hashem wants me to? Which basically has two facets of that also. One is, am I doing it a pi halacha? sometimes it looks like we could get away a little bit, shortcut to make some extra money. Some of that's not really so halachically accepted. Whether it's a halachic of momentous, sometimes it's not so glatt and momentous. There was once a bakery that had all the chumras in making the bread, but the owner was not so yeshau, straightforward with his monetary dealings, and he was always getting into trouble with the financial side of his business. Someone told the Brisker Rav that this bakery that's so mahuda. He told him it's mahuda in Yoredeya, in Kashus, in Choshen Mishpat, in monetary law, it's treif. But kosher and treif is not just what's not get food we use. Everything we do in our life. Sometimes you see people that they're stuck in the business, they don't know what to do, and they start rationalizing, and they do things. Everybody knows famous stories of people that seem to be from people end up being martial other people, getting put into jail, and who cares? It all comes from that. They didn't realize. If they realized, the whole panos is a test from Hashem, will I do it the way Hashem wants me to or not, you'd never be able to rationalize and fall into this mistake. Because it's very clear, dishonesty with momentous, also dishonesty with kashrus, also certain things I cannot do. How will I get parnasa? Poseidon. This is a test from Hashem anyway. Parnasa is from Hashem. I get past it. And together with that is the nisan from Hashem. There's also, we're going to have that peace of mind. We're going to have the bitachon Hashem. Like we said, we read recently, the Parshas Hamon, Hashem said, keep some mon throughout history so people should see that people don't survive on the bread, but on the word of Hashem. That's what keeps us going. But when we show Hashem, I'm doing what I can. I don't know where my panos is going to come from, but I'm doing proper establish, and I have peace of mind. I'm not always nervous how to make another dollar and how to make things work out and what's going to be and what's going to be that. That also brings a kiva selikim. It's a beautiful thing. Because if we have this mind frame, we're transferring what could potentially be, let's say, 9 hours, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day of dead time to live time. What do I mean? Dead time means something you're involved in Olam Haza is dead time. Because Olam Haza dies, doesn't remain. Olam Haza is eternal. But a person, when he's going to work, realizes that I'm here for only one reason, to go through this Nisoyin of Hashem, to show Hashem I'm doing it with Bitochim Hashem, not overworking myself, not underworking myself, I'm not doing something not honest, dishonest. As honest as I can be, I have to make a Kiddush Hashem. He has that mind frame, so every day, every minute that he's working is a mitzvah. So the Gaon says, how could it be that if it says, V'gisa v'yom v'layla, you're supposed to learn day and night, how could a person go to work? And he says, because going to work is also a mitzvah. And the male oisik v'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. If a person needs the parnas and he's working, that's a mitzvah. That's the mind frame we have to have. The truth is not only about working, it's anything, interactions that we have to get things that are outside of our own body. It could be shopping, it could be buying things, whatever it may be. All those things is all part of the Avodas Hashem, and all nisyonis are going to do it right, and we're going to do it bitachon Hashem. I mentioned once before the Chazon Ish to say, when you go shopping, say a short tefillah before you leave. Because I have to find what I need as quick as possible. And should be good products. And converting it to a higher level of a mitzvah. I'm with Hashem. I'm never without Hashem. It's Hashem. It should be very good. Take advantage. Whether we're involved in raising the funds for a family or, like I said, any other type of interaction of bringing things. Bibachut. Like I said, like the shopping or interacting with other people. Realizing this is a witness Hashem, and by doing so, it's Hashem. We'll do it with Hashem and have tremendous yadda Shemai. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.